Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 276th episode of the 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast, concentrated commentary on the worlds of Doctor Who in 120 seconds, or frequently a little bit more. For the last few weeks, I've been learning about and practicing something called mindfulness meditation. I discovered to my sorrow that Planet of the Spiders lied and that meditation is no good for summoning interplanetary spiders. However, it is good for teaching you how to keep your head under pressure, sort of finding your inner Zen master at times when your first impulse would be to run like the Second Doctor with his pants on fire. And because I'm a Doctor Who fan, which means that I'm bound to try to connect everything to the show, it got me wondering about just how mindful the Doctor is as a character. And if there is a Zen master of space and time, the Doctor is certainly not him. Not in any of his 11 incarnations so far. We've got some great almost candidates, and some moments when each Doctor is serenely self-confident, reflective, and collected. Think about the 5th Doctor floating in his Zero Room, or the 3rd Doctor in Chains with Joe talking about the daisiest daisy he ever saw. But both Doctors could be awfully peevish. The 5th could be indecisive, the 3rd could be haughty, and what kind of supremely centered hero stubbornly teleports his TARDIS console into a garbage dump? In the aforementioned Planet of the Spiders, we do meet an especially mindful Time Lord, almost literally a Zen master, variously named Kanpo Rinpoche or Choje. But try to imagine the hero of our show with that personality. You can't. Because one of the keys to mindfulness is acceptance, calmly facing the bad stuff and challenging it, but not losing your composure over it because, well, there's always going to be bad stuff. That's not the Doctor. He's passionate, sometimes manipulative, always outraged by injustice, possessing the shortest of attention spans, always caring a little bit more than he ought, and fully capable of lying to himself. It's those characteristics that balance out his superhumanity. They're what make him the lonely god rather than a boringly perfect lead character. In the modern show, the 10th Doctor is the least mindful, sharing the 11th's poor impulse control, but layering onto that a tendency to get too attached and emotional. He doesn't do equanimity. By contrast, I'd say the closest we ever got to having a really together Doctor was, surprisingly, the 9th Doctor. Sure, he had his outbursts and his wounds, but he knew his wounds. He knew himself. See him holding Jabe's hand and walking through the fan blades in The End of the World. See him declaring himself a coward every time in The Parting of the Ways. That's as far as a Doctor can go, however, in terms of knowing himself, being centered, calm, cool, and collected. We need our Doctors to be mad, impulsive, and consumed with a need to run an awful lot. Doctor Who needs a more flawed, reckless hero at its center. Otherwise, the Doctor would be part of old Gallifrey, not the TARDIS-stealing rebel he's been for 50 years. And that's the 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast. And, you know, it's weird that I just recorded an episode that was longer than the most recent Doctor Who episode. Some thoughts on pond life next time, and then, over the weekend, it's back, baby. Doctor Who, Asylum of the Daleks. Reacted to, considered, thoroughly. More episodes at TWOMinuteTimeLord.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. Just do a search for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. See you soon.